Big Lots strategic store closures and financial restructuring. Big Lots set to close up to 315 stores. Texas border business. Big Lots, Inc., a discount retailer, is undergoing significant restructuring, as detailed in its recent SEC filings, including a Form 8K submitted on August 2, 2024. The company has been facing persistent financial challenges, leading to a comprehensive strategy that includes closing up to 315 stores, representing over 22% of its current retail footprint. This move is part of a bigger effort to address liquidity issues and stabilize the business. Big Lots has experienced consecutive years of net losses, with financial struggles continuing into 2024. The company's difficulties have been exacerbated by a challenging macroeconomic environment, particularly among its core customer base, characterized by reduced consumer spending. High-ticket discretionary items, typically more profitable, have seen a significant decline in sales, contributing to the company's financial woes. The amendments made to Big Lots' 2022 credit agreement reflect the company's ongoing financial distress. The reduction in the credit facility from $900 million to $800 million and the increase in interest rates on borrowings by 50 basis points highlight the tightening financial constraints. Moreover, the company's liquidity issues are underscored by its need to increase the number of permitted store closures from 150 to 315. The decision to close 315 stores is a critical component of Big Lots' strategy to mitigate its financial challenges. This move reduces operational costs and focuses resources on more profitable locations. By downsizing its retail footprint, Big Lots aims to streamline operations and improve overall financial stability. The closures are expected to significantly impact the company's revenue and market presence. However, they are deemed necessary to prevent further financial deterioration. The closures will also likely reduce the workforce, impacting employees across the affected locations. In addition to store closures, Big Lots has renegotiated terms with its lenders to secure the necessary financial support during this period of restructuring. The amendments to the credit agreement include increase in permitted store closures. The company now has approval to close up to 315 stores, up from 150, to align its operational scale with market conditions better. Reduction of credit facility. The total available credit has been reduced by $100 million. Reflecting both the lender's risk assessment and the company's decreased operational scale. Increased interest rates. The interest rates on borrowings have been increased by 50 basis points, adding to the company's financial burden and signaling lenders' demand for higher returns in light of increased risk. The success of Big Lots' restructuring efforts will hinge on its ability to effectively manage the store closures, reduce costs, and revitalize its remaining operations. CEO Bruce Thorne has expressed optimism that the company's financial performance will improve in the latter half of the year as the benefits of its restructuring efforts begin to materialize. However, the retail environment remains highly competitive, and the company's ability to adapt to changing consumer behaviors will be crucial. Big Lots must also continue to manage its relationships with lenders carefully, ensuring compliance with the amended credit terms while seeking to restore profitability. Big Lots is at a critical juncture, with its aggressive store closure plan reflecting the urgency of its financial situation. The company's ability to navigate this challenging period will depend on the successful execution of its restructuring plan and its ability to adapt to ongoing changes in the retail landscape. While the amendments to its credit agreements provide some breathing room, the road to recovery will require sustained operational improvements and strategic discipline. Link to filings.